NNT, that is, me. Assume that a coin is fair, i.e. has an equal probability of coming up heads or tails when flipped. I flip it 99 times and get heads each time. What are the odds of my getting tails on my next throw? Dr. John. Trivial question. One half, of course, since you're assuming 50% odds for each and independence between draws. NNT. What do you say, Tony? Fat Tony. I say no more than 1%, of course. NNT. Why so? I gave you the initial assumption of a fair coin, meaning that it was 50% either way. Fat Tony. You're either full of crap or a pure sucker to buy that 50% business. The coin gotta be loaded. It can't be a fair game. Translation. It's far more likely that your assumptions about the fairness are wrong than the coin delivering 99 heads in 99 throws. NNT. But Dr. John said 50%. Fat Tony, whispering in my ear. I know these guys with the nerd examples from the bank days. They think way too slow, and they're too commoditized. You can take them for a ride. Now, of the two of them, which would you favor for the position of mayor of New York City, or Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia? Dr. John thinks entirely within the box that was given to him. Fat Tony, almost entirely outside the box. To set the terminology straight, what I call a nerd here doesn't have to look sloppy, unaesthetic, and sallow, and wear glasses and a portable computer on his belt, as if it were an ostensible weapon. A nerd is simply someone who thinks exceedingly inside the box. Have you ever wondered why so many of these straight-A students end up going nowhere in life, while someone who lagged behind is now getting the shekels, buying the diamonds, and getting his phone calls returned? Or even getting the Nobel Prize in a real discipline, say, medicine? Some of this may have something to do with luck and outcomes, but there is this sterile and obscurantist quality that is often associated with classroom knowledge that may get in the way of understanding what's going on in real life. In an IQ test, as well as in any academic setting, including sports, Dr. John would vastly outperform Fat Tony. But Fat Tony would outperform Dr. John in any other possible ecological real-life situation. In fact, Tony, in spite of his lack of culture, has an enormous curiosity about the texture of reality, and his own erudition, to me, is more scientific in the literal, though not in the social sense, than Dr. John.